New rules from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency spell out what has to be done with lead paint. Diane Ausovich with the Milwaukee chapter of the National Association of the Remodeling Industry says it deals with homes or businesses where young children or women who are pregnant may be present.
Not only do we have to set up the site, but then our employees who are working in that area have to have Tyvek suits and respirators, so they have to have additional protective gear themselves when they're actually doing the work inside that chamber.
She says the goal of protecting kids from lead is laudable, but contractors find themselves with a lot of questions relating to enforcement.
Is it the building inspector who's going to be looking at it? Is it the homeowner? Is it other contractors? Who exactly is going to be monitoring these type of situations, and how would someone get reported? That stuff is still kind of up in the air.
Ausovich says neither EPA nor the State Department of Health Services have provided much information for contractors whose employees have had to take a special 8-hour certification course to learn how to follow the new procedures. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.